So here we are now, lesson 120, continuing to build the case for Jesus Christ as God in the flesh. And this time, another piece we're going to add here is Him as God, as Creator, life, and light. Look at what John had to say about Jesus Christ in John chapter 1. All things were made through Him, and without Him, nothing was made that was made. In Him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not comprehend it. So go ahead and click on the screen. And the first word in the Greek that comes up is the word for through. And it means, in the Greek, the channel through which the Father created the universe. Jesus is being designated as God who actually creates. Then you have the word life. And in the Greek, it means physical and spiritual existence. John uses the word life 36 times in his gospel, far more than any of the other gospels. And then you have the word light. In the Greek, it means revealed radiance, as in the sun. Now you have the last word here we're looking at for darkness. There's two forms of it. It's a dual message John's giving. You have both intellectual and moral darkness. And you can compare and contrast it to the word for light. So intellectually, light means biblical truth, having your eyes opened. Darkness means error or falsehood. Moral light is holiness and purity. Moral darkness is sin and wrongdoing. There's a clear call out here that Jesus, as the Creator, is the light of the world who brings life to mankind. Now look at Isaiah chapter 9, verse 2. It's pretty amazing. This is 730 BC. Listen to what Isaiah prophesies. By the way of the sea, beyond the Jordan, in Galilee of the Gentiles, the people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Those who dwelt in the land of the shadow of death, upon them a light has shined. Well, guess where Jesus came and revealed himself? In Galilee. It's Jesus of Galilee. Born in Bethlehem, in Galilee, the region of the Gentiles. And what is he prophesied to be, this person who shows up? A light that shines. And this is exactly what John is saying. This is a fulfillment of Isaiah 9:2. So here again, another piece of evidence for Jesus Christ as God, this time very specifically as your Creator, the one who gives life and the light of the world. That's lesson 120.